the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy live from New Orleans because his wife is the world's biggest University of Kansas fan. And she's trying to already quell the nerves. I can tell maybe a couple Bloody Marys to begin the day because the national title, we are crowning a champion tonight. We got all the action here for you on the Feed the Noise podcast. So, Lundy, let's go ahead and dive in on it right now. And I know you've been, you know, slaying the sports books. Hopefully you've won some money at the Harrah's locally there in the French Quarter. And, of course, you have smashed probably about a billion drinks down there on Bourbon Street. So Godspeed to your liver. But I did want to talk MOP. And the odds I found very bizarre across the industry right now on one David McCormick, who, if you look, the best odds that I've seen from the big three sports books, if you want to get on some action on this, 15-1 at DraftKings, MGM is at 12-1, and then there's FanDuel, the outlier, at plus 650 for the big man in the middle for the Jayhawks to hoist the hardware. And I tell you what, if you go to DraftKings or BetMGM, and obviously DraftKings, if you have an account there at 15-1, it's worth a little sprinkle because he's really ratcheted up his game as the course of this NCAA tournament has gone on. He had 9-7 against Texas Southern in round one. Against Creighton, just 7-6. Providence, only 2 rebounds with 8 points, and then shifted to a higher gear against the Hurricanes, 15-4, and of course, the brilliant efforts against the undermanned and smallish Villanova Wildcats, throttling them from start to finish, tallying 25 points and 9 rebounds. Now, Armando Bacot, as we know, has got the tender wheel. He said, you're going to have to, like, saw off my leg in order to prevent me from playing. So he's going to go out there and give it his all. But if McCormick can have a big night, he could be your MOP. Again, best odds in industry now at 15-1. So what are your general thoughts on this, Lundy? I already know where you're siding because you got nothing but Kansas red and blue in your wardrobe right now. It is a necessity. Otherwise, the divorce papers will be filed. But since you are supporting KU, are you backing McCormick, given the odds, again, at 15-1 right now at DraftKings?
Oh, I'm really surprised that it's that high at DraftKings. I'm with you that I think it should probably be at least a half unit play just because at 15-1, why not? Because he has stepped up his play. Now, the trick, as you well know, and as Kansas fans well know, you got to keep him out of foul trouble.
Yeah.
That if you're North Carolina, that is everything you are trying to do tonight is to get McCormick to get an early whistle, maybe two, and force him to have to spend part of the first half on the bench. And if that's the case, then UNC is going to find some success, at least within the first half. But I like this bet because of where the odds are at. You're right. They're all over the board.
Yeah, it's wild. Again, 15-1 at DraftKings, 12-1 at MGM, and then there's FanDuel, a lowly plus 650. Get out of here with that stuff, FD. With that, let's get to it here on this Championship Monday. One shining moment with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, before we dissect the national title game in myriad directions, let's drop the puck and make some bucks. We got no NBA tonight, but the NHL is still alive and kicking. What's your favorite bet on the board this evening, my man?
Yeah, I like that. I like the fact that the NBA said, well, we'll stay out of the way. We'll let you have your spotlight. And the NHL was like, no, we're still going to play. I don't know what you guys are talking about. It is a light slate. There's only 4 games on the schedule, and I'm actually going to grab one of the early ones, 7 o'clock Eastern time, for the puck drop in this one. In Columbus, that is where Boston will be. We're going to take Boston in regulation. We're going to bring down what is already a really heavy juice. But if we take them in regulation, it drops it down to a minus 135. Columbus has lost 6 straight. They're giving up way too many goals, third worst in the league in terms of goals allowed. But most importantly, we're into the final month here of the NHL regular season. And Boston, if the playoffs started right now, Boston would find themselves in a wild card spot. And that is not where they want to be. So they've got a lot of motivation to come out and win, especially over the course of the next couple of weeks. And so I think that they take advantage of a lowly Columbus team that has been struggling, given up way too many goals. That top line for Boston intact. And so with them sitting in that wild card spot and desperately wanting to get out of it, we'll take Boston in regulation on the road, minus 135 at DraftKings.
Oh, bank! on the Bruins.
Number four.
All right, Lenny, let's get to the main event tonight. We've got North Carolina. We've got Kansas, a pair of blue bloods. Though Carolina could match the 1985 Villanova Wildcats team as the lowest seed to ever win a national title as a number eight. So we'll see if they can match that esteemed company and very limited company as a true Cinderella story that, of course, it is a story program, one that underachieved pretty much the entire year and is firing all cylinders at the most opportune time. But I've got a pair of same-game parlays. So here at number four in the Fade 5, let's dive in on the first one. I'm going to take Carolina. I'm going to alt-line this. Plus 10.5. I'm not saying they're going to win outright, so you know, don't go running and telling your wife because she's going to come after me if I go against her beloved Jayhawks. But 10.5, I think this game is going to be very, very tight, and both these teams are very evenly matched, and I'll get to more of that a little bit later on in the pod. Give me both teams to score at least 70 points. Now, we've seen the total come down a little bit. It was as high as 153.5, and it's scaled back now to 151.5, though the majority of the public spread tickets and the handle right now, according to BetMGM, is on the over on the original line of 153.5, but not by a wide margin. It's like 56% of the public spread tickets, right around 52% of the handle on that over. But I do believe both teams crack 70 points, and then give me the over on an alt line 147.5. Just to give you a little bit of a background here, both these teams relish in up tempo. Number 43 the month of March is North Carolina adjusted tempo. Kansas number 45. Now Carolina has hit the 70 point mark in 5 of its last 6 games. Kansas 8 of its last 9 games. Both these teams here in the NCAA tournament inside the top 12 in adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency. They both commit few turnovers, and they both really get after it on the offensive glass. So in a game that I think is going to be nip and tuck because they're evenly matched, again, give me Carolina plus 10.5 on that alt line. Both teams to crack 70 points and the over 147.5. And at DraftKings, Lundy, those odds – plus 130, amigos. So, fade or follow on that same game parlay.
I like this one. Now, I do like the fact that just in case my wife was listening, you prefaced it by saying that you weren't saying North Carolina was going to win.
You're I just want a competitive outlining. Game. That's all I'm asking.
I like that because otherwise she's going to come over here and start unplugging the equipment. and then, you know, we're not going to have a podcast anymore because she's going to be mad at you, Brad. No, I think this is a good one. And this is what I try to do with any same gamers. I don't care whether we're talking about NHL, NBA, or in this case, what we're doing for the national title game. Just get up into plus odds. I know everybody loves to have fun with those lottery.
I need an 8-legger, the Calvin Ridley special. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes these are the fun ones to do. And instead of doing a 6-7-legger, do a couple of 3-leggers. Get yourself in positive territory, and you'll be paying for the beers. So I like this one. I especially like the team totals over 70. You talked about where they're standing in their adjusted tempo with KenPom. I mean, the whole thing. These are two teams that are going to play up tempo. This is going to be fun tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely going to take your breath away. It should be zip, 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 up and down the floor. And I hope a track meet does indeed break out in this matchup.
Number three.
All right, let's go to another same game parlay. Obviously, this is going to be limited to some markets. Like if you're in the great state of Colorado, you're not going to be able to wager on this. Some other states have some restrictions and limitations, but I live in Illinois, and we do not have such hurdles here to surmount. And I'm talking about the player props market, and I got another 3-legger here for you in a same game parlay, Lundy. Put this together at BetMGM. Caleb Love, Brady Manek, and Ochai Agbaji all make 2 or more triples tonight, my man. Now, you look at both of these perimeter defenses, again, nearly identical. Carolina giving up 25.8% of the NCAA tournament from outside. Kansas, 29.9%. However, Carolina burning the Nats at a 36% clip on offense from distance. Kansas, 40.2%. They couldn't miss, as you saw in the last game, putting up nearly 1.40 points per possession. Just an otherworldly offensive performance against one of the elite defensive teams in Villanova. You look specifically at these individuals. Caleb Love has had 2 or more threes in 8 of his last 9 games. He's shooting 36.8% here in the month of March. I look at Brady Manek. He's shooting 40.1% on the season. He has splashed 2 through the cylinder on his triples in 11 of his last 12. And then there's Ochai, who maybe the wild card in this
Searing the Nets last time out. He started the game 6-for-6 from distance. All I need is 2 threes. Hopefully he didn't empty the tank in that game against Villanova, but a guy that's still shooting 41.1% from three on the season. So, again, Caleb Love, 2 or more 3s. Brady Manick, 2 or more 3s. Oh, and what a quinky-dink. Ochai Agbaji, 2 or main 3s. Uno, dos, tres. All those hit. Plus 140 at BetMGM. Fader, follow.
Yeah, let's hope he didn't use it up out of the tank. I'm with you on that one. He's actually the wild card of your three-legger, but I don't think that he did. I think he just stepped up and is enjoying the spotlight. Not that he hasn't been in it most of the season, but I think he's just riding a high right now, and I think it's going to carry over from Saturday. So this is another one that I think is really good, and you talked about the perimeter defense, and if you're going to play at the pace that we expect this game to be played at, you're going to see some transition threes in addition to some set plays. So I'm with you. Ball movement from both of them, little bit susceptible on the defensive side. Each of these guys should be at 2+. This is a good payday.
Yeah, amen on that one. Get seduced by the juice. Stick around for my top plays in tonight's college basketball men's national title game, plus bonus time.
Number 2.
All right, let's get back after. We got a couple of parlays there in the books, and let's look at the standard lines here. And plug your ears, Lundy. I'm going to take Carolina plus the 4.5. I think it's too many points. I think Kansas is going to win this thing outright, but I think it's going to come down to a single possession game. So whether 2-3 point margin, hell, again, I'll take it at 4. Doesn't really matter to me. I think Captain Hook, yar, could be really good to your boy here. As I mentioned, mirror images of one another. That's what these two teams are, statistically speaking. And I've even sorted at Bartorvik in their last 5 games over the entirety of the NCAA tournament. Carolina, 1.23 points per possession. Kansas, 1.20 points per possession, identical, 0.854 points per possession allowed. That's what each of them has given up in this NCAA tournament. Nearly equals in effective field goal percentage, offensive turnover percentage, offensive rebounding percentage, 2-point percentage offense, 2-point percentage defense, 3-point percentages, and of course, tempo across the board. I was slicing and dicing this to see where the advantage was, and I could not find one for either team. Now, you might say, what about Armando Bacot? Well, again, I think that bum wheel, he was able to get pressure on it immediately, came back in the game, and didn't really have any ill effects of that. Now, of course, he's had some rest, but he's also got some treatment, and he's a day removed. As long as he's at, 85-90% and can match McCormick inside blow for blow, and the guard show up for Carolina, of course, Brady Manick, an all-spots score on the floor, I think this one's going to be close, man. So I'm going to take Carolina plus 4.5 here, -110 at BetMGM. And I know what side you got to lean.
Well, I'm not. First of all, I'm not touching it. This just I think the hook is going to come into play regardless of which side you're on. I think this is going to be a close game the way they all match up, the way they do in all the statistical categories that you just laid. So I actually don't like the spread at all in this game, because I think the odds makers have it set exactly right. So how's that for pussying out and not giving you an answer? I think Kansas wins, but I think this is going to be close. I think it's going to come down to the last couple of minutes. The key for me, as I said, is the foul trouble side of things. And whichever coach, if there's something that comes out in the first half, these guys have got to make adjustments. Both of these guys are capable of it. But I don't like this spread. I think the 4.5 is about as accurate as you could possibly ask it to be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It is going to be a hotly contested game. At least I'm praying it will be from start to finish. Come on, fighting Michael Jordans. Keep this one snug.
Number 1.
All right, let's go to the total here, Lundy. As I mentioned earlier on in the podcast, we've seen significant line movement here. It opened at 153.5, pretty much universally across the board at legal sports books, and has now peeled off a couple of points, currently sitting at BetMGM at 151.5. And I would be shocked if it remains here. I think it's going to creep back up, quite honestly. But I'm on the over on the 151.5 for both of these teams. Why? They're dynamite offensive teams. You saw how volcanic Kansas was the last game against Villanova, again, against an outstanding defensive team. And Carolina's has been consistently electric offensively. I already threw out the data there in terms of effective field goal percentage offense, in terms of adjusted offensive efficiency. Both just through the roof. Both can really get after it. And again, it's all about pace, right? You know, this is not going to be a tortoise game. This is going to be more of a hare. So as a result, I've got this thing right now in my mind. I think the winning squad, and I believe it's going to be Kansas, is going to score 80. So, you know, at least 80 anyway. I'm thinking it's going to be something like 80-76. That puts it at 156, if my math is correct in my head here instantaneously, as I am a dunderhead and I barely graduated elementary school. But I think the over will prevail. And I know what some of the prevailing thinking is out there. Oh, it's cavernous specs. They're at a football stadium. You know, that backdrop, it's going to be disruptive, and they're going to alter their shot. If you believe that, just watch the prior two games. They both sailed over, and I don't think it's playing any factor whatsoever. And, of course, they've already got a game, each of these teams, under their belt in this environment. So pulled all together, brilliant offenses, not worried about the cavernous football stadium, recency bias, up and down tempo. It only points in one direction, and that is the over 151.5 in the national title game. My man, fade or follow, again, -110 at BetMGM.
This is actually my favorite. I will take this one and take the over, and I love the fact that it's come down a couple of points and given me a little bit of a buffer. I'm with you on the scoring. I'm with you on the 80 mark. I think all of those things are going to come into play. I get it. I understand the narrative when they talk about playing in the football stadium, but to your point, I mean, you know, I was there. On Saturday,
yeah.
And it was not a problem for either. It wasn't a problem for anybody. They're shooting just fine. So I'm with you. You take the over with this one. Take advantage of it early in the day if you can, because do it before. Because I'm in agreement with you, Brad. I think it's going to tick back up. Maybe not all the way back up to the 153, but I bet you it ticks back up to the 152.5. Let's say. So grab it now while you can this morning before this thing moves again.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, Lundy. Before we get out of here, little bonus time. Pick your poison, my man, whether you want to go NHL, whether you want to go something else in this national title game. Hell, if you want to throw out a Major League Baseball pick, I don't care. What do you got for me?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad. You know, walking down Bourbon Street, lots of frozen drinks. So let's do one more on the NHL, shall we? Let's do a two-legger here. Nice and simple. The St. Louis Blues are at home taking on the Arizona Coyotes. I'm going to lay the puck line with St. Louis, but that one sits at a -160. So I'm going to add into that the Calgary Flames on the money line. So not a puck line, just a money line for the Flames. That's at a -170. They're on the road taking on the LA Kings. But slap both of those together, I got a +158.
Ooh, Daddy Lie gets seduced by that juice, my man. Going back to the national title game, I know it's a complete crapshoot, but let's get an instant payout or loss, depending upon if this thing's going to hit. But give me Carolina in the race to 15. I always take the plus odds on that sucker, hoping for a decent payout, +105 right now at BetMGM. If you're not familiar with that, it's just the first team to score 15 points in the game. So, you know, knowing the pace expected in this one, and it's going to be breakneck, this one's going to pay out pretty quickly. So, again, I'm going to side with the Baby Blues there. Race of 15 +105 at BetMGM. And I don't know if you saw yesterday through your drunken stupor, Lundy, but Sean Manaea of the Oakland Athletics got traded to the San Diego Padres, and they are cleaning house of the A's. They are probably not going to have any single individual hit, you know, more than 25 home runs this season. Hell, according to the Fangraphs projection, I think Tony Kemp is the only guy forecasting it above a 350 OBP. Frankie Montas right now is your projected opening day starter. For now, he could be dealt at any moment. And I noticed that at BetMGM, the total for wins for the A's didn't even change. As a result of the trade, I am firmly under the 69.5 nice total that is represented there, as this team is going to be lousy. They may not win 55 games this season. Manaea, by the way, 3.0 war, wins above replacement. That's what he's worth, and he was awesome last season. 3.91 ERA, one of the best changeups in baseball for the lefty, posting a 9.74 K per nine over 179 and a third innings pitch. So, again, under on Oakland, 69.5 wins in the wake of Manaea getting shipped down the coastline to San Diego. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Enjoy the national title game. And please follow Lundy, who will be in attendance there inside the Caesars Superdome. At Nate Lundy on Twitter. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.